and welcome.
Thoughts for a day. Rabbi Ila'ah said, "The world exists only on account of the merit of him who restrains himself in strife. For it is written, he hangs the earth upon belima." And that Hebrew word belima is connected to the meaning of restraining. This is the first lesson I have to learn when I encounter a problem with another person. I have to STP. That means I have to stop, think, and proact rather than react. And this doesn't mean just to restrain myself. That's just the first step. If I stop myself from reacting and keep all the tension and negativity inside me, I have accomplished nothing. I have to first stop. Stop all outside negative energy. I then must think to myself, why did this negative energy enter my presence? What did I do to allow this negativity to enter my presence? And when I finally receive my answer, then proact. Send the other person love. Instead of reacting, rather proact. And try to bring harmony and peace between you and another. And in this manner, I will bring light into the universe. Thoughts for a day. A man may annul all vows except his own. As I approach the Day of Atonement, I am reminded that it is nice and honorable to feel sorry for those vows that I did not keep. However, my tradition tells me that it is more honorable and noble to not only be sorry for my past errors, but to approach those people that I may have offended and ask forgiveness from them. And in those cases where I am able to make retribution, I must do so, and do so immediately before the Day of Atonement commences. In those areas where it is impossible for me to make retribution, I must approach the offended parties and beg their forgiveness. On the other hand, those vows that I made before God, I am also unable to annul without first going before God and begging His forgiveness. The Day of Atonement annuls those vows between God and God. However, the Day of Atonement has no power over those vows I made between my fellow and myself. It is for me to go and ask forgiveness. I cannot annul these vows on my own. After all, I'm an interested party in all this, and my own annulment has no value whatsoever. Thoughts for a day. On this Day of Atonement, I pray, may it be your will, O Lord, our God and God of our ancestors. As you created me for your honor, so in your great mercy, fix me to serve you in truth and wholeheartedly, and allow me to return to you completely. And may you fill me with your thoughts for good as you create me anew this day in your world. As you formed man to stand before you and serve you and bless your name, we praise you who hears prayers. At the same time, it is incumbent to understand that fasting this day is of no use unless I translate this fast into action and relieve the burdens of the oppressed in my presence. I must do all in my power to loose the bonds of those who are in chains and free those enslaved to the burdens that humanity has placed upon them. Says, great is charity in that it brings the redemption nearer, and charity saves from death, as it is written, righteousness delivers from death. This is taken from the Talmud Baba Batra. I must never forget to share my possessions, my time, and my essence with others. I must never forget how important it is, not only for the other, but also for me, to do this sharing and bring positivity into my life, as well as into the lives of others. In this manner, I am able to bring redemption to another. I wonder whose life is being saved by this process of sharing. Is it the other person or mine? I have to stop and reflect upon my life and wonder whether I have done all in my power to give tzedakah, charity. Have I done all in my power to bring redemption to another? Have I done all in my power to bring redemption to myself? Has my sharing been only a desire to redeem myself, or has it been motivated to save others as well? Only as I transform my desire to receive for myself alone to one of sharing, do I bring light into the world.
College of Judaism.